The following is a paid program. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the host and the guests and are not necessarily those of WCCM or its sponsors.
Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married.
Good morning, I'm Ron Ferris from Bupa Productions.
And I'm Dan Lynch from Daniel's Video Productions.
And today is Tuesday, March 15th, 2011. And this is Volume 1, Chapter 3 of our Wedding Tips radio show.
Now, how does that work, this volume chapter? When does Volume 2 start?
Volume 2 will start on March 1st of 2012.
Wow.
See, a volume is for the year, and the chapter is for how many episodes or issues you've published for that year.
Yeah, well, you keep the tally going, because I forget week to week.
I'm well aware of that. Also with us, is as always, is Bruce Arnold, who makes this entire show possible for us. You're listening to us on 1110 AM WCCM. Are online at www.1110wccmam.com. And if you'd like to email us, our email address is tips, T-I-P-S, at bupa.com. Our phone number is 1-877-687-8005. And today's scheduled guest are John Tomaselli, who is the bass player from the B Street Bombers.
Yes, that's very exciting. B Street Bombers, that's like 45s, wow. You know, the card game. They're hand-in-hand with, you know, they're a legend.
If you know Merrimack Valley, you know the B Street Bombers, and you know 45.
And if you don't know the B Street Bombers, you're not from the Valley. You're not from around here.
Well, if you don't know the B Street Bombers, you can't play 45s either.
So that's probably true.
You said they go hand-in-hand. And our other guest today will be Kerry Abrams Rampelberg from Governor's Garden Florist. She'll be talking to us about what you need to do when you're dealing with your florist when you're planning your wedding.
Well, good, because I get some questions for her.
You do? Okay. Do you want to become a florist now, too? Or
Do guys do that type of thing?
Yes, they do. They do. There's plenty of gentlemen who are florists.
Are you kidding? If I became a florist, we'd be throwing a lot of flowers away.
We're also going to be discussing hiring a disc jockey, and of course we'll be supplying wedding tips, which is the name of the show, the Wedding Tips Radio Show. And once again, if you're shy, email us, tips@bupa.com. We'll answer your question on the air, and if we can't answer your question this week, we'll have an answer for you next week.
Hey, before we get going, can I just say hello to somebody who asked me to say hello? He's a buddy of mine. His name is Andy Richardson. He's going out of his way to listen to the show. I believe he was going to watch some Godzilla movies with his girlfriend, and this is kind of setting that back about an hour.
Well, if he's listening to this instead of watching Godzilla, this is going to be much more scarier than Godzilla.
Yeah, I'm sure he's looking forward to Godzilla.
As always, we want to remind you, you can listen to any of our shows online, anytime, on our podcast at www.bupa.com. And visit our blog page and just follow the link to the podcast, and you'll be able to listen to all of our shows. And this will be show number 3, which will probably be up later today.
All right. So what do we got on the plate today, Ronnie?
Well, I just, when we talked to Mr. Tomaselli.
Yeah.
Is it Tomaselli?
Looking forward to
that.
Yeah,
Tomaselli. John, yep. Tomaselli. I got a message from a friend on Facebook who, right, I used to work with, and she said, "Have fun with the tomato." Is that his nickname, do you know?
Well, it is now.
Well, we'll have to ask him when we get him on the line if that's his nickname, because that's the only thing, because she responded when I put who our special guests were for today, and she said, "Have fun with the tomato." And that was for Sharon. Sharon, if you're listening, I won't give out your last name because she's no longer in the area, but I'm sure she'll be listening online.
Wow,
but she said, "Have fun with the tomato."
That's great.
Yeah.
All right, we'll have to ask him about that.
Yeah, we'll talk to him when we about 9:15 or so approximately 5 minutes or so. Before we get to that, I just wanted to go over some more tips for our brides out there. And one of the things we're talking about here is there's so much going on that you have to do that maybe sometimes you can get some help with getting some things done.
Such as what?
Well, your time is very important. So you need to start planning your wedding as early as possible. In most cases, this is well a year in advance, sometimes even more. And if you're planning a destination wedding or a distant location wedding, you need to start probably even sooner than that.
Okay.
Your wedding dress, the bridesmaid dresses, that all takes time. That's something you should really start doing the research, searching for the dresses that you're looking for. Usually, right when you make the plans that you're going to get married, start looking for the dresses and for the bridesmaid's dresses. The save the date cards, those should go out once your guest list is finalized. Should get those out as soon as your guest list is finalized. So those people, especially if you have folks coming in from out of town, can start putting those dates aside, making their travel plans to get there.
What do you mean save the date card? What is that?
Save the date. They'll send you a card. Usually it's like a postcard or looks like an invitation, a small invitation.
So it's a pre-invitation type?
Yeah, it's letting you know that they're getting married on such and such a date, so save the date. You know, mark it on your calendar. Don't plan your vacation.
Right.
So it's like a precursor to the invitation. It tells you beforehand that this is when the wedding date is going to be. It's become very popular.
Some
brides even make like magnets up that you can send to them, and then you stick it up on the refrigerator or whatever.
Nice.
If you intend to use a wedding planner, make sure you call them as soon as you can. Some wedding planners are booked 2-3 years in advance. So if there's a particular wedding planner that you want, give them a call as soon as possible to make sure that they're available.
You know, I can just go on and on with the responses to this stuff, but planning 3 years in advance, I mean, that's a long time to be engaged.
A lot of times folks are engaged 3 years. If say you get you met someone in college,
right,
and you're going to wait till you finish school before you get married, and you feel that this is the one, and you folks want to get
married. I suppose so, sure. Well,
and then there's people that are together for years before they get married, so it's not that far-fetched. It does happen. There are people who plan. Like I said, I've had brides who've been planning this since they were 6-7 years old, planning for their wedding day.
Right, but how do you plan when you don't know who he is?
You just get Ken and use him as your model. Maybe we should come out with a Dan doll who can do the videography for them while they're imagining.
That would be great. You think that would be a good seller? No, huh?
Maybe one would sell, and that would be you.
No, I need one for the collection, too, so definitely two.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be be like a one-hit wonder.
Oh, I see you're pretty sharp today. Okay, what else we got?
Okay, if you're planning a wedding at a remote location, try to visit it at least once before your wedding to check out the accommodations, you know, what is around the area. And you may also want to hire someone who is local to do a lot of the planning locally for you. So like a local wedding planner.
Of course.
And if you are doing a destination wedding, you want to get there a few days before. So if there's any last-minute details that need to be taken care of, definitely do that. This is an interesting one because I had a bride this weekend, and I met with her last week. And I had been going through some of the stuff, and I saw this one, and it says, take a break or a spa on the week of your wedding. So it's probably the hardest thing to do, but it's something you so desperately need.
Right.
And I had mentioned that to her, and her response to me was, I work in a spa. So I thought that was pretty comical, and the only thing I could retort was go to a different spa. But it really is a good idea. I mean, with all the stress, with all the, you know, tension that you have built up in you, a spa break would probably be really good to the week of your wedding.
Right.
Here's an important one, too. Don't expect perfection. We would love everything to go perfect, but small things are going to go wrong. Don't let it spoil your day. And the thing I tell folks, you know when something goes wrong? People usually don't even know something went wrong. You'll know, but they won't know. Just don't be that particular. Expect for some things to be a little off kilter at times, but unless something disastrous happens, enjoy your day. Just let it go and enjoy your day.
Yeah, some people get a little stressed out about the smallest things, and it's not worth it.
Yeah, but they say don't stress small things. They're only small. You may want to ask someone to check the smaller details with you. This can be a close friend or family member. They can serve as a consultant on small details for you, so you don't have to do all that. And, then enjoy your day. Just have a good time.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, my wedding this weekend was unbelievable. It was really an excellent wedding. We had folks dancing from the beginning all the way till the end. And
no complaints about the music or anything?
No complaints about the music. We played the music that the bride had requested. We played it when they wanted it. It worked out perfectly.
Nice, nice.
So it was a really, really, really good wedding. Folks had a great time.
Yeah. And did you have a good time?
Yeah, I did.
What did you have to eat?
What did we have? We had Caesar salad, gemelli.
What's gemelli?
It's a macaroni.
Yeah.
That's like swirled.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You know what it is?
Yeah,
it's a tight swirled macaroni. And we had chicken cordon bleu with...
I like the accent you threw on that.
You like that? Okay. Yeah. With carrots and potatoes.
Sounds good. That's one of the fringe benefits of working at a wedding, huh?
So you look at my waist. And then we had a sweet table, too, so the cannolis, the cookies, and everything. So.
Okay, we're going to go to the phone right now. We have our special guest... from the very popular B Street Bombers. I'm sure that a lot of people are listening right now. These guys are legends. They have that popular song that a lot of sons dance with their mothers to, Mama. We have the bass player on the line right now, John Tomaselli. John, how you doing?
Hi, how are you today?
Okay, how about yourself?
We're here and we're doing well.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We have several questions for you. The B Street Bombers, like we were saying, that you guys are legends in this area and really beyond now. I mean, I know that you're sort of known coast to coast because of that song, Mama.
Yes.
And it's played at many weddings.
Mm-hmm.
I know that my wife plans on having that played when she dances with my son the first time, you know? So why don't we go over a little history of the band before we get into what you do for weddings?
Well, we started out around 1980. We all came from several different bands. Some of the members came from a band called Ma Tabu back in the 70s, which was kind of a funky show band, and they were on the road and everything and did a bunch of things. And after that, disbanded in... I think the last job they played was New Year's Eve at the old 400 Lounge between 79 and 80.
The old 400 Lounge, great place.
Yeah. And, have many a fun time there. A few of the members decided to, actually two of the members are brothers, the original members, Louie and Jimmy Norris, decided to... thought about putting together another band and just going out on weekends and having fun and doing what we do best and just enjoying playing music still, you know, without any pressure, without, you know, going on the road like
right.
we do and things like that.
Sure.
And it just developed into what we have now. And it's a 10-piece band. We have a 4-piece horn section. We can play just about any kind of music you can think of, and it's just still a lot of fun. And
right, the horns are great. They got trumpets, trombones, saxophones. They got a flugelhorn. Ron, do you know what a flugelhorn is?
It's a horn named after flugel.
Sure. Any harmonicas, John?
No. The original singer used to play harmonica a little bit. Right now, one of the horn players actually even plays flute.
Wow.
We haven't employed it yet, and a keyboard player can also play guitar, too, so we're very, very versatile. It's there's a lot of vocals, horns. It's got Eric Preston on guitar, he's one of the best guitar players in the area.
Ah, yeah, absolutely.
And you can see him, he goes out and plays on with his Eric Preston's Purple Haze, his tribute to Jimi Hendrix. You can look that up online. And
yeah, I've seen it. In fact, I'm pretty sure if Jimi Hendrix saw it, he'd be in awe as well.
Yeah, that's Jimi Hendrix's long-lost son, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep, he's very good at it. And
he makes it look easy.
Yeah, he makes it look easy. It's true. Very true. And,
John, I'm on your website looking over your song list, and it's pretty good, and I know there are some songs that we can play, and there's one we're going to play when you're done. We won't tell you which one it is, but I have a question for you. Is your nickname Tomato?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you hear what we were talking about earlier?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Because we, you know, we're on Facebook telling folks we're on the air, and a friend of mine who's no longer in the area, but she said to me, I had put down that you were going to be one of our special guests, and she sent back to me, "Have fun with the tomato."
Uh-oh.
And all I could think of that had to be you, because...
That's me.
Okay. I'm not going to ask you how you got that name. I'm assuming it's from your name.
Yeah, somewhat. Well, actually, a lot of people would call me Tom instead of my first name, John. And it developed into Tomato.
I gotcha.
If you know my personality, it fits.
Is it a red personality? Is that what
red personality? All right.
Okay, that's like my son. His name is Ron Jr., but we call him Boopa. That's how we got the name Boopa Production. So, I get it. These things just happen to grow.
Yep.
Your website. I just want to let folks know what it is. It's www.bstreet. That's all one word. bstreet.info.
That's correct.
And just go to the webpage. You can listen to some of their songs. They have their whole wedding section of some of the questions that you would probably have.
There's also going to be a new website coming up, because that one's quite old and hasn't been attended to properly. So there's a new one going to be coming up hopefully soon. So, but that one, you definitely can hear us. It's probably best to go through our website and get onto Facebook, and you can see some videos that people have just shot of us on doing some outdoor concerts and things like that. And
you guys do a lot of free concerts too, right?
A lot of them, and they're great. I love doing that, and personally, and you know, my whole thing is I love the reaction of a crowd when they like us. To me, there's nothing worse than a silent crowd, but
right.
That happens sometimes, but to everybody and anybody, but there's nothing like the thrill of a bunch of people in front of you yelling and screaming and having a great time because you're providing them with entertainment, and it's worth all the aggravation you go through as a musician.
Right, and you're really, I know, I can tell you're really dedicated to what you do, because any Tuesday night you can go to the Roma in Haverhill, and there's John Tomaselli ready to get up there and jam.
I love
it. They have like a jam night at the Roma.
Lifestyle, you know, it's in you. And,
right, I mean, you don't have to go there, but there he is every week.
Yeah, no, I don't have to. I love it. I love, you know, the people that hang out there. It's very sociable. You know, it's like a dog park for humans.
Oh, that's why Dan goes. Okay.
And, all right. Throw me a bone.
You know, elbows with a lot of different people, and there's some people that are definitely up and coming that you may hit the national scene, like El Gallo. If you ever listen to her, she's one of the best performers ever out of this area, period. She's got an outstanding voice and some great songs. A lot of people like that floating around, and the Haverhill music scene in general is fantastic. Haverhill, downtown Haverhill, I just give credit to all the people involved in making that a real happening place to be. It's a lot of fun any night of the week.
John, you got someone on the phone right now. Who is it, John from St. Alfio's?
Mike.
Oh, Mike from St. Alfio's.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
I just wanted to tell you, I really enjoy your show, and I'm glad you're doing an interview with John Tomaselli, because in the past 5 or 6 years, we have used him at the Feast, and Feast of the Three Saints in Lawrence, and I'll tell you, you couldn't ask for a better group to work with, and they're one of our biggest attractions, really. I mean, they draw a ton of people, and I just wanted to say that publicly on the air. It's been a real pleasure for me to be able to work with professionals.
Yeah, I know last year they had, you guys had a band down on the big stage, and the B Street Bombers were down on the side stage down the street, and there was more of a crowd, like, blocking traffic in front of them than what was down at the main stage.
Well, that's by design, really, because we're trying to increase foot traffic up that end of the street. We have a carnival up there now, and
right.
We're putting our piece has extended itself so much in the last 12 years, it's unbelievable. And when you get a group like the B Street Bombers, they're going to attract a ton of people. So it's good for our vendors, it's good for everybody, and we try to split it so we don't have one area completely gridlocked.
Right.
And that's the purpose of it. I just wanted to call up and just give you my thoughts on what I think of what the B Street Bombers do. It's a nice music, it appeals to everybody, and John has always been a pleasure to deal with in the past, and you know, I look forward to working with him going forward.
Mike, we appreciate you calling, because a lot of times these things, you know, they go unnoticed, that folks take their time, their energy, and they're not asking for anything in return. They're doing it out of the goodness of their heart, and a lot of times people forget that. And thank you so much for calling and doing that and acknowledging him, because I'm sure he feels a little bit warmer right now knowing
that
somebody
appreciates it.
Yeah,
I'm sure he loves hearing this stuff.
Well, you know something? I enjoy listening to you guys. You're doing a great job. Keep it up. And, you know, CCM is about what's going on locally, and, you know, and this is what you're doing. So I take my hat off to you. Listen, take care, guys.
Thanks,
thank you.
Mike, right?
I call him John.
You call him John.
No, his name is Mike.
Yeah.
You said Mike.
Yeah, I said Mike. Yeah.
Hello, Mike.
John, you're still there, though, right?
Yes, I am.
That's good to hear stuff like that, huh?
Yeah, I love it. Mike Lamazzo's a great guy. By the way, I grew up in that neighborhood. I grew up on Garden Street, and I have never missed a feast.
Nice. Yeah, I've been to many myself.
I mean, it literally was in my backyard for years and years when I was down there.
Wow. Yeah, Garden Street's right there.
Yep, and the rear of my house faced a big parking lot, and they used to have, one time, the fireworks in that parking lot, and my entire clan of relatives would show up, and we would consume three floors, including the roof and everything, watching the fireworks. And that used to happen in the neighborhood all the time. It was fantastic, and it still is. And that's actually, the feast is actually not lost a beat, really. It keeps getting better.
It does. It keeps getting better and bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Well, John, now we know wherever we see the big crowd, it's got to be the B Street Bombers are there. So, because that's what he said. I mean, he put you guys, and you draw the largest crowd. So
there you go.
So we know where to look for you guys when we get to the feast.
Yeah, we like to cause a big commotion.
So you guys have been together for over 30 years now, right?
Yep, since September of 1980.
But there's sort of a new lineup now. Who is this Mandy Powers?
Mandy Powers is, she's basically a godsend. That voice of hers is killer. She's a peach of a lady. And, you know, she's never really been in a formal band. You know, she's played with this one and that one a little bit and sang in church, but she's never really taken on a big band like this. And
well, you know, she's finally brought some good looks to the band.
Oh, that definitely.
You know, I mean, now, back in the day,
are you calling us ugly?
Well, no, but, you know, like, the typical thing for bands is that, you know, there'd be guys up with the band, and girls would throw articles of clothing up there. So now the guy is going to see the B Street Bombers. Maybe we can return the favors or something, you know?
Yeah.
John, I just want to let you know, Dan and I, we have the perfect faces for radio.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
So don't let him intimidate you. He knows. That's why we're on the radio and not on TV.
No, but you know what? I saw you guys playing. I've seen the band a few times now with Mandy Powers, and she has an incredible voice. And definitely brings a whole new dimension to the band.
You know, since she's been with the band, I've never heard her sing a bad note. I've heard her make, you know, she make a mistake like any other person, but I can't remember any time since she's been with us that I've heard her sing a bad note, like out of key or anything. It's very strange.
All right. So now let us get to what we need to ask. What is a typical wedding day for the B Street Bombers? How would someone plan a wedding with the B Street Bombers, and what can they expect from you?
Well, what they can expect is music from anywhere from the last seven decades, really. I mean, we play band music. We play a little bit of country music. We play all different styles of rock and roll, from, you know, R&B type rock music, soul music. We even throw in some punk rock here and there. We
get
anything. And we do, you know, we do. The whole purpose of it is to have fun, and you know, if the band isn't having fun, the people aren't going to have fun. When I leave for any job with, you know, I usually like to drive, and I always bring, you know, one or two of the boys with me. And from when we all get into the car together, from portal to porthole, we have a ball. We're laughing. We're always doing something. Always something is crazy. There's always something. We make fun of each other.
That's good.
You know, it's great. We have a great time. It's definitely a great boys' night out with our added little lady with us, you know. So
Right.
You know, and it's just how it is.
Well,
you're listening to, this is the Weddings Tips Radio Show, and this is 1110 AM WCCM. And we're talking right now with John Tomaselli, who is a bass player for the B Street Bombers. You can call us toll-free at 877-687-8005, or locally, the number is 978-687-8006. And like I said, we're talking with John.
Hey, John, you guys play any Golden Earring?
We have, believe it or not.
What, Radar Love?
We did a little piece of that someplace, if I recall.
The reason I ask, now they're like one of my favorite bands, even though they're not well known around here, but I had a dream one time that I was supposed to sing Radar Love with the B Street Bombers. And they were calling me up to the stage, and for some reason I just couldn't get to the stage.
Sounds like a night you had a restless night.
Yeah.
I'm glad John didn't have that dream. It would have been a nightmare.
Thanks, Ron. Thank you. Anything else you got from Ron?
We have a call. We have
something
on the line. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Great show.
Thank you.
About the B Street Bombers, where can you hear that song, Mama? I've like searched online and I can't find it.
John,
You can send the B Street Bombers an email. And I actually have a few of the old B Street Bomber CDs left. And you can purchase one, or just simply call me. I can call the B Street Bombers hotline and direct it to me, and I will take care of you.
Yeah, I have a couple. Let me know if these are correct, John. I have info@bstreetbombers.com. Is that correct?
.net. Oh, sorry, even worse. It's www.bstreet.info.
How about a phone number instead?
Yeah, how about, is this a good number? 877-576-5092?
Yes, that is.
That's a good phone. Okay, so if you need to get in touch with the B Street Bombers, it's 877-576-5092.
Carla, you're sounding a little confused. Are you okay?
No, I'm fine. I was just. Can you guys put that on your site?
Yeah, we can put it on our site. Yeah, we'll definitely, because after today, we'll put B Street as listed as one of the bands.
Excellent. And of course, you can listen
on Facebook too.
Okay.
And you can listen to this show as a podcast once it's up and running forever and ever.
Right.
Well, I went to a wedding and they were playing there, and it was like the best wedding I've ever been to.
I had the same experience.
Great. Yeah, it was really fun.
we were playing at it, and he said it's the best wedding you ever went to. Oh, boy.
Well, no, what it is, you know, sometimes, especially when I was younger, I was never excited about going to weddings like I am now. And, you know, got to the wedding, and, you know, you get there, and all of a sudden, there's the B Street Bombers. I mean,
John, you want to know the truth?
Sure.
Open bar.
Well, that always
certainly helps. That helps.
Yes.
Where are you calling from, man?
Mass.
Okay. Lawrence. Very nice.
Oh, from Lawrence. Nice.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you.
Okay. You have
Thanks
a good day.
Thanks for calling.
Okay. Bye.
Okay, John. Well, do you have anything you want to wrap up with before we let you go?
Well, no, but you can this season. You can see. We love playing outdoor concerts and look for us.
Oops.
That's him. That's their band.
Our outdoor concert dates coming up pretty soon. One is playing the Yankee Homecoming in Newburyport.
Oh, yeah, that's a great time.
Our second season there, and the people that run that are fantastic. The people that we play for, it's such a great crowd. It's right along the waterfront. It's July 31st. And I believe we're on at 7 p.m. It's just an outstanding show, place to watch a show. We're also playing at Hampton Beach outdoor. And Hampton has made a huge transition. They tore down all the old buildings. There's going to be all new buildings up.
Right.
Complete new stage area. So that ought to be interesting.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're playing there on a Sunday night concert. July 10th is our first one, and then again on August 21st. And there's other outdoor shows. August 7th is at the Winnikinny Castle in Haverhill. We play their annual Chowder Festival, which is in the summer chowder, but it actually is great. It's been growing constantly the last couple of years. And
all right.
A lot of fun, and the grounds are beautiful. It's
excellent. Well, it sounds like you guys got a full plate ahead of you. And
yeah.
John, we do appreciate you coming on the show. And
I love it.
I'm looking forward to seeing you on a Tuesday night at the Roma.
Okay, good. Come on down. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, John.
Sure. Bye bye.
Oh.
That's the B Street Bombers doing their version of Smooth.
And they are smooth.
Yeah, they are.
Okay, why don't we go to a quick commercial break and we will continue.
You want your wedding day to be perfect and unique, a reflection of who you are as individuals and as a couple. You want your honeymoon to be just as unique. At Playtime Vacations, we want to help make sure your honeymoon will be everything you're hoping for and more. Our experienced staff is waiting to hear from you, ready to help create the honeymoon of your dreams. Give us a call at 603-275-2350 or visit us online at www.playtimevacations.net. And let's start planning together. Playtime Vacations. Get out and play.
Need a video shot of your special event? Look no further than Daniel's Video Productions. We specialize in wedding videos, music videos, or any video you might require to tell your story. Now capturing in high definition and burning onto Blu-ray or standard DVDs. From wedding vows to electric guitars, Daniel's Video Productions will capture the sights and sounds to last a lifetime. Don't trust your video to just anyone. Visit us at www.danielsvideo.com or call us at 978-590-4273. Daniel's Video Productions, making memories to last a lifetime.
And we're back again when this is the Wedding Tips Radio Show, and we're on 1110 AM WCCM. If you'd like to call us, our toll-free number is 877-687-8005. The local number is 978-687-8006. And we're going to have Kerry Abrams Rampelberg coming up in just a couple of minutes from the Governor's Garden Florist, who's going to explain to us what you should look for in your florist. One thing I do want to mention, if you don't know Dan and myself, you're lucky, but one of the things we have been involved with, there is a movie that's coming out in a couple of weeks called Boys, and it was written, produced, and directed by Mr. Daryl Silva.
He's becoming a legend himself.
Yes, in the Valley. He has his show here on WCCM on Thursday mornings from 10 to 11. And we just want to let you know, the movie is finally premiering on March 31st of this year. I'm saying that deliberately, this year, because those of us who have been waiting for the movie, it's been a while, but... And the reason why
all
is
good
Darryl,
things come to those who wait.
Yeah, because Daryl wanted to make sure it was perfect, and that's the only reason why. But it's premiering March 31st, and it's going to be at the O'Neill Cinema, the Apple Tree Cinema, at 16 Orchard View Drive in Londonderry, New Hampshire.
I think that one there is just for cast members.
Yeah, that's just for the cast members. That is the premiere. But after that premiere, starting from Sunday to Thursday of that week, it will be shown every night at 9 p.m. So it's from Sunday the 3rd through Thursday evening the 7th at 9 p.m. each night, the movie will be shown. And after that, in April and May, it's going to be at Chunky's in Haverhill. It's going to be at Vision Max Cinema in Salisbury, Kendall Square Cinema in Boston, the Market Arcade Theater in Buffalo, New York, and the Brendan Theater is at the Palms Hotel in Las Vegas. I think we should take a road trip for that one.
And it, yeah, that would be something. It was mostly shot in Methuen, Mass.
Yep, Merrimack Valley.
In fact, it made some headlines.
Yes, it did, which we won't go into because we have friends that we don't want to upset. But
Ron is actually one of the stars of the movie.
Well, Dan is in the movie also.
I make a cameo appearance that I am not proud of. I asked him to cut it out, but it's still in there.
I do play. I play Alfred Ocasio, which is the mob boss I guess it's the local mob boss, and Daryl is my son in the movie.
So something to look forward to, folks. You should go check it out if you can.
Okay, on the phone we have with us Miss Kerry Abrams Rampelberg.
I think she just hang up. I got to call her back.
We'll call her back. Okay, so
how about if we play her spot here? What do you think?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll
do
that. Kerry, that was for you, the flower girl. I got that music just for you, because you're the flower girl today.
Thank you very much.
Hi, Kerry. How you doing?
Good, and you?
Okay.
This is Kerry Abrams, and she is from the Governor's Garden Florist, or it's called the Governor's Garden, and they're located at 3 Crest Ave in Winthrop, Mass., and their phone number is 617-846-0044. And their website is www.governorsgarden.net.
But I thought the governor lived in Boston.
No, Governor Winthrop. Governor Winthrop. Now, just because it's Winthrop, Merrimack Valley, believe me, they'll service you. And I have to really say a disclaimer here, because I don't want this to seem prejudiced, because I will be. But Governor's Garden did my daughter's wedding.
Oh, I was there. Those were beautiful.
Yeah, and it was at what is now Black Swan. Back then, it was Georgetown Country Club. They did the railings all the way up.
Right.
My daughter wanted calla lilies. They did those. And recently, the past couple of weeks, for those of you that don't know, my mom did pass away, and they did the flowers, which were, unbelievable. They were beautiful.
Yeah, they were.
They were beautiful. And Every time I need flowers, I call them. So with that, Carrie, I'm sorry.
Thank you so much, Ray.
I just want to say, you know, what is it that you typically go in or run into when you're dealing with brides? Like, what is the most asked question when they call you?
The most asked question, brides typically come to book their florist pretty late in the game. So by then, their budget is pretty tight, and that's a big concern as to how they're going to fit, you know, their centerpieces or their bouquets in it. So at your initial consultation, your first real question is, you know, is cost. It's great for brides to bring ideas, you know, as to what they envision for their wedding day, and then we can kind of, you know, work around their budget. So that's probably the first question right out of the gate. Another question would be if there's a particular flower that they're really set on, can we get it at the time of their wedding? And we always try to, you know, advise brides to really go with what's in season, stick to a color scheme, stick to a design scheme, but don't stick to a particular flower just so that we can get you the freshest flower for the season.
So if someone called you today, it's springtime, mm-hmm. but their wedding isn't until the fall. Mm-hmm. Would you let them know, you know, you're talking about a spring flower that's going to be pretty difficult to get in, let's say, October?
Well, they must know ahead of time what's going to be available in October, right?
Sometimes
absolutely.
They don't.
Absolutely. We do know ahead of time if they're saying, you know, what's in October, you know, what would be great for that kind of, you know, season or wedding. When they come in and say, you know, I want tulips. You're not doing them any favor by not telling them that tulips aren't exactly, you know, in season then. You really have to be honest in the lines of communication. Like, don't just try to sell a bride because you will disappoint them as a florist. You have to be clear as to what's in season so that, you know, on their wedding day, they really have a beautiful bouquet.
Now, do you folks grow any flowers yourself or do you just order out?
We don't grow flowers ourselves. We do use a wholesaler. We work with a few vendors within the Boston Flower Market Exchange.
Okay.
I know I've seen this at plenty, in fact, weddings that you folks have done, where kind of like a cost saving sometimes is if they're having weddings for the ceremony and it's in the same location, because I know we did this with my daughter's wedding. You can then move those flowers to the reception area, and you're actually getting two for one because you're using them for the ceremony and also for your reception. Is that something
absolutely.
You do? Yeah.
Absolutely. That's a great way, you know, again, over talking about budget concerns, a great money-saving tip is to reuse the flowers or incorporate the flowers you're using in your ceremony site, you know, throughout their reception. Not only would that go to church flowers, you could arrange for some, or even us, we could transfer them to your reception area. But the bouquets that the girls, you know, your bridesmaids are using, you can also incorporate them as vase arrangements at your head table or your card table, cake table. It's actually a really great way to, you know, cut costs.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay. The other thing that we found with some of our other vendors also is if a bride is dealing with you in a, you know, an extended time frame, you know, 9 months, 12 months,
mm-hmm.
they could pay as they go instead of waiting for the whole bill right before the wedding.
Absolutely. We encourage that just so, you know, I got married in 2007 and I myself, you're cutting, you know, big checks the week before your wedding and including all your wedding planning, it's exhausting. So it's great when vendors say, you know, you can do a little here, a little there, a little there. It actually really helps out. Every vendor I've encountered will do it that way, just so that everybody is secure by the wedding day.
Oh, okay.
And you're not, as a bride, you're not, you know, just overwhelmed with the cost.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
and then,
Go ahead. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just talking, it's more money-saving tips for brides for with regard to their red and flowers. Another good way is to not be set in the containers that you're using. If your florist is providing your containers, you are obviously paying a retail price for that. I've had many brides that would bring in silver bowls or containers that were special to, you know, whether they were in their family or, you know, they had picked them up through some kind of, you know, antique shop. And we've used centerpieces in those. Sometimes if brides provide that container, you can really focus more on the, you know, the centerpiece or the arrangement itself, curbing the cost of having to provide the container.
Now, those centerpieces, can those, I'm sure, because I've seen this, I know that it can be the centerpiece, and it can also break out and be a favor, or you can do separate favors. Is that one of the things you do also?
Yeah, absolutely. And you, I mean, use the right terminology. It's called a breakaway arrangement. And it's instead of one, you know, big bowl or big vase, there's several vases, maybe different heights, maybe different shapes. And at the end of the night, you know, they can break away to, you know, your guest, or you can even do it in a very small, almost like a bud vase. But again, you can use different shapes. You can use a galvanized tub or a tin. And people do give them away as favors. A big trend is to do that with herbs. They'll do a galvanized tin and maybe put some, you know, mint in there or some bay leaves. And, you know, you can go home and grow your own herbs.
Wow.
And I guess you could even season your dish if it wasn't.
You could.
Yeah. The other thing that I always see all the time when I'm doing weddings is flowers on the cake. Now, is that something the florist usually supplies also?
Yes, your cake decorator can also make flowers, you know, out of sugar. However, should you want real flowers, we work in conjunction with your cake decorator. We get the cake design and the dimensions of it, and then we come in and actually, we almost always do the cake flowers at the reception site. We never pre-make them just because you want them very fresh, and then you don't really want to just have something sitting on the cake that shouldn't be there for a while.
Okay. And I just have one last question, because mm-hmm. this is something I'm not seeing a lot of anymore. Corsages. What's going on with that?
you're right again. There's a trend for corsages when you have your, you know, when you want to recognize your moms, godmoms, grandmothers, or even on the groom side. Traditionally, it is a boutonniere, a pin-on corsage, or a wrist corsage. And, you know, bride's mom, they come in with their moms or, you know, their godparents, whoever it should be, and they want to go a little bit more trendy. They're equating, and I don't have this personal opinion, but they're equating the wrist corsage with the sort of an older time. So they're looking for something more trendy to do for their moms. A lot of, you can do a presentation bouquet, which is sort of like a handheld, smaller bouquet, not mimicking the bridesmaids, just more of like a laid out presentation. Another way they do it is they put some flowers on their purse. They'll put some flowers in their hair. I've seen people do an ankle bracelet with some flowers. So it's actually really good. And then, of course, with grandmoms, having them hold like a single flower that's incorporated, like a sunflower or a rose, and with some ribbon treatment, which just means, you know, some nice ribbon. Maybe some thin satin down the side.
Okay.
All right. We're talking with Kerry Abrams Rampelberg from Governor's Garden Florist, and they're in Winthrop at 3 Crest Ave in Winthrop, Mass. And you can reach them at 617-846-0044. Kerry, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Kerry.
Thank you so much.
And I'll call you when I need some flowers.
You got it.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Ron Ferris from Bupa Productions. If you're a wedding vendor, why not become a sponsor on the Wedding Tips radio show? Your ad is not only played on our show, but it becomes part of our podcast. What this means for you is an ad that continues to generate exposure. Most ads are a one-time investment that you hope gets seen or heard. With our podcast, your ad continues to be heard on the internet, and we also place your information on our website under Wedding Vendors. Give us a call at 1-800-882-2723 or email us at info@bupa.com, and we will show you how reasonable our advertising is. You can hear all of our shows at www.bupa.com. Bupa Productions is one of the finest disc jockey services with a commitment to help you plan your music for your wedding. We understand that a wedding is one of the most memorable occasions for couples, and we are dedicated to making sure that yours is just the way that you want it. We are not an agency, but a family-run business. Personalized service is essential to ensuring that your wedding will be exactly the way you want it. That is why we meet with you before your wedding and discuss all of your special song selections, announcements, and introductions. On the day of your wedding, we take requests from your guest and any other requests that you may have. It is our goal to provide you with the best possible experience on your special day. Visit our website at www.bupa.com or call us at 1-800-882-2723 and let us answer your questions. It's your wedding, and we don't forget that.
You know, Ron, the one thing I wanted to ask Carrie that I didn't get the chance to was about the boutonnieres. Every time I'm at a wedding, I see guys trying to put a boutonniere on another guy, and they have a tough time. I was wondering if maybe it came with instructions or something, you know?
It comes with a pin. That's your instruction. Pin it.
I think I might make a
Do you know how to put one on?
You know what? I let somebody else do it all the time because I'm always afraid of getting stabbed.
Yeah, it's always a mom or a wife or the new bride. This has been Ron Ferris and Dan Lynch.
Yeah.
And Dan Lynch. This has been the Wedding Tips Radio Show. You can hear us every Tuesday morning from 9 to 10 here on 1110 AM WCCM. And if you have any questions, you can email us during the week at tips@bupa.com. And we'll gladly answer your questions. Let us know something you'd like to hear, and we'll be back next week.
Going to the chapel, and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel, and we're gonna get married.
The opinions expressed on this program were those of the host and their guests and are not necessarily those of WCCM or its sponsors.